We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, These Signs Shall Follow. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Mark chapter 16, verses 17 to 18. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. I have just read from the King James Version. When Deshaun believed in the Lord Jesus, he began fellowshipping with certain believers who walked vividly in the supernatural power of God. He observed that many of them spoke in tongues, cast out demons, and even healed the sick. What especially caught his attention was his own condition. Deshaun had been suffering from a severe stomach ailment that doctors were unable to alleviate. One day, his childhood friend Farouk, who had recently given his life to Christ, asked if he could pray for him. What surprised Deshaun most was Farouk's confidence. He fully expected Deshaun to be healed. After Farouk laid hands on him and prayed for about 5 minutes, praying both in understanding and in tongues, Deshaun began to feel relief. Within 3 days, he was completely healed. The next time Farouk invited him to church, Deshaun went out of sheer curiosity. He wanted to know what had happened to Farouk that turned him into someone who could pray with such power and speak in strange, miraculous tongues. What Deshaun discovered was simple. That church believed in Christ Jesus. They believed in the power of the Holy Spirit to work supernatural signs among them, and they actively walked in that power. One of the most effective ways to preach the gospel is by demonstrating the love and power of God to deliver people from misery. The Holy Spirit is the giver of this power, and He is present with us even now. Go into today remembering that if you are in Christ, you have access to the power of God. Make full use of this power by faith as you bask in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Avoid doctrines and voices that undermine this power by saying things like, "The time for miracles and spiritual gifts has passed." Such teachings dull the believer's capacity to walk in the supernatural power of God. Prayer. Lord Jesus, help me walk in all that you have paid for. Empower me by your Spirit to represent you faithfully in this dying world. Amen. Confession. I am a believer in Christ Jesus, and signs follow me. In the name of Jesus, I walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. I lay hands on the sick, and they recover. I speak with new tongues, and I live as a witness of God's love and power. The works of darkness have no hold over me. I boldly represent Christ in this world by faith. Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to Him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Acts 15 to 16. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.